So often you'll have either singing Chas V'Shalom during davening, or you'll have other pauses during davening. You need to run to the bathroom, or they're just spacing out, or any other one of many typical occurrences of pauses during Kriya Shema. Often you don't have too much singing during Kriya Shema, but during the Birchas Kriya Shema, it could definitely happen that there's someone going on and on, the chazan singing, and now you're sitting there, you know, like a dope for 30 seconds or for a minute, or you finish early and you're waiting for them to continue the next paragraph. Is this a problem? So Shulchan Aruch writes, Kara Seirugin, if you read Kriya Shema Seirugin, which is means, Dahainu, broken up, She'isko Likros V'hefsik, you read Kriya Shema and then you stop, Beim b'shtika, beim b'dibur, whether it's a pause, no one doing anything, or beim b'dibur, whether you talk, you need a chazer v'gomar, afil shok de'wigmar skua yotza. Then even if there was a break that you could have finished the entire Kriya Shema in that point, your yotza, according to Shulchan Aruch, no big deal. Afil hayam afsik machmas onis. Even if you couldn't stop yourself, you couldn't control the pause, either you had to go to the bathroom or whatever it is, that it's fine, according to Shulchan Aruch, if you're Sfardi, Sol Chabura doesn't make so much of a difference. But, for Ashkenazim, you have a problem. V'yesh Omrim, says the Rama, De'im haya onus v'hipsik, if you have an onus, in other words, there's something preventing you from continuing your Kriya Shema, v'hipsik k'dei wigmar skula, and you break with enough time that you could have said the whole Kriya Shema in that break of a time, I don't know, a minute or 2 minutes, then chozer v'rosh, you need to go back to the beginning, v'hachi nohag, that is the minug. Says the Mishnah Berurah, 1 second, what type of ones are we talking about? We're talking about an ones which was you can't stop yourself. In other words, it's not something which is controllable, but something which is physically uncontrollable. For example, a person needs to go to the bathroom, or someone unsneeze walks by, kid walks into the room, and they're not dressed appropriately, so you have to stop. You have no choice of the matter, it's not a choice. So therefore, since it's not a choice, and now you have to stop, if you have this pause for enough that you could have said Kriya Shema, according to Ashkenazim, you have to go back to the beginning. Sfardim, you could continue. So what about Birchas Kriya Shema? Okay, during Kriya Shema, you don't have often such a pause. But what about Birchas Kriya Shema? Well, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't have any pause, Sfardim or Ashkenazim, lecharchila. Okay, so maybe you'll be fine if you have this pause, you don't have to go back to the beginning. But what about having any pause? Any pause that will stop you, and you could have said the entire Kriya Shema in that time, is inappropriate. So the question is what about during Birchas Kriya Shema? Often you have some guy, this happens to you, maybe Shabbos morning, sometimes it happens to me, they sing Kel Adon, and it takes, say, I don't know, I don't want to exaggerate, but it could take 3 minutes for a Kel Adon. I could say Kel Adon 10 seconds, 25 seconds, and so you sit there since you're playing Gemara, you learn, okay, whether you should do that or not, a separate discussion, but, so you're sitting there for 2.5 minutes till the guy's finished. You could have finished Keladon 7 times by that point. Is this a problem? So, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, yes, it applies to Birchas Kriya Shema, and it applies per bracha. In other words, if you could say a bracha in 45 seconds, and you pause within one bracha for 45 seconds, you're out. You have to go back to the beginning for Ashkenazim. Sfardim, you can continue. But you still shouldn't do it with Lecharchila. Comes along, the Mishnah Berurah is not so fast. You know how we determine in the Birchas Kriya Shema, you get a nice leniency. From the total beginning of the Birchas Kriya Shema to the total end. That's got to take 3 minutes, 2 minutes, weekday 2 minutes. I don't know, even if you speed read it, including Kriya Shema, it's really hard to do that in under 2.5 minutes. And, you know, on tape, I probably shouldn't even say 2.5 minutes. 4 minutes is more appropriate, you know. But still, with Kriya Shema, you could do it maybe three minutes. But still, that's a hard hefsek. No one really breaks for 3 minutes, no matter how much the chazan is singing. You're not going to have a real break. Even if you run to the bathroom, you could probably do it back in within 3 minutes. So you don't really have such a situation. According to that leniency of the Mishnah Berurah, this particular example doesn't come up so much. Fine. But how do you determine K'day Ligmar is cool? How do you determine how long it takes to say the whole thing? Now, you could say Kriya Shema in 35 seconds. You could say Kriya Shema in 5 minutes. You could say, we gave one example a few weeks ago, I think one of the Hasidish Rebbes said it took him 18 minutes to say Kriya Shema. According to that, you could bake matzahs and do a kadeh with Maris Kula. I'm saying, so how do you determine it? So Mishnah Berurah, the Rama already talks about it. He's very diplomatic. He says it's based on Umisharin Inyan Ashiya Wafia Kore. It's subjective, not objective. In other words, however long it takes you to finish Kriya Shema, which begs the question, okay, sometimes when, you know, the Knicks are winning, I have much more kavan in my Kriya Shema because everything is good in the world. When they're losing, my Kriya Shema takes 25 seconds. So how do you determine what's my norm for saying Kriya Shema? So for this, the Isha Yisrael cites of Chaim Kanievsky, he says, how you are davening today. So in other words, if it's a good day of your davening and it takes 3 minutes to say Kriya Shema, then you have a 3 minute opportunity to have a pause. You wouldn't have to go back. But if it's a 30-second day Kriya Shema, then the pause actually changes based on the speed. Now, what about Shevet Alevi is very, very big tzaddik. He gives this case of Shavuos morning. I want to say Friday night, yeah? What happens? Raise your hand. I'll raise my hand really high. Anyone want to embarrass me? Friday night, what happens the second you start Baruch Hu Friday night? No, you go like this. Start playing the game. You know, the dipping game, yeah? The dipping game. How many people honestly say Kriya Shema Friday night without falling asleep? I will say there are very, very few times I've been successful. Now, remember, I sit up there in Young Israel up front. So my son has a rule. He elbows me if I start falling asleep in the middle of Kriya Shema over there, so I don't look like I have a big shtender. It blocks me. But still, I'm very nervous about it. Friday night, you're exhausted. So let's say you fall asleep for 20 seconds in Kriya Shema. Now, what do you have to do? Let's say you fall asleep for 45 seconds of Kriya Shema, and your normal way of saying Kriya Shema is 40 seconds. So now you slept for Kedei Ligmar Eskul. Do you have to go back to the beginning? Sfardim wouldn't have to. Ashkenazim would. Comes along with Shevet Alevi, and he says, yep. He says, Masharogil B'tfilas Hashkama. He says, on Yom Tov of Shavuos. He says, many people fall asleep. He says, B'emtzu Kriya Shema K'chamish Takos. For 5 minutes, they're out cold. Shavuos morning. Friday night, I'm not out for five minutes, 10 seconds, 3 seconds. But that's it. But he says, in such a case, he says, you would have to be lachzor l'rosh d'nikraf soka imu ba'ones. Because it's ones. He says, you can't control yourself. This is like you need to go to the bathroom. You can't control yourself. You need to go. Same thing when you're falling asleep. When you're in that mood, when you're going down like that, it is very, very hard. I speak from experience to stop yourself and pull yourself out of that. You really have to sort of stand up and like smack yourself a little bit to get yourself out of the, you know, that thing. So he calls it an ones, which you can't control. Ishe Yisrael and Pivishar Piske Chuvas, in a footnote there, he doesn't quote anyone, but he challenges this. He says, come on, really? Like, you can't control your sleeping? He says, you can control. You stand up, you gird yourself a little bit, so it wouldn't be an ones, which is uncontrollable. Final question is, what about the sleep? What about the singing? So the chazan's going on and on and on, and you have a whole hefsek. What are you supposed to do? It's a minute or two, the guy's going on and on and on. Is this considered a hefsek or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says, based on this halacha, chazanim should not sing too much during Birchas Kriya Shema. I like that halacha. Shouldn't sing in general, but certainly not during Birchas Kriya Shema. You should be sensitive to this issue. However, the Alicha Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Zalman, already in a couple of places is cited as saying, singing is not really a hefsik because it's l'shabeach. It's to praise Hashem. It's part of the tefillah. And now look, you have to really like, I have a hard time appreciating this halacha, but you have to really like the singing. If you really like singing, he says it's part of the tefillah. And the Isha Yisrael says a big nafkamina for a total non-issue. What about the seventh bracha of the Sheva brachos? Yeah, na in the middle of the Gila Ditzah Ritzah, everyone starts singing, and the guy's poor guy's in the middle of his bracha. There's more than a 5 second hefsek in that. It's how long it takes to read the bracha. So many say you shouldn't do that. Many poskim say you shouldn't have the singing. The leniency for this singing, perhaps, is based on this of Shlomo Zalman. Is beginning. This is quoted in the Isha Yisrael as well, based on the Sefer Valei Lo Yibo by Reb Shlomo Zalman's nephew. Is that maybe there's room to be lenient because the singing is part of the bracha. It's hard to appreciate that, but it definitely, by the Sheva Brachos, it becomes part and parcel. By Kriya Shema, it's a little bit harder. Best aid is don't sing, try to stay focused, stay Kriya Shema, don't fall asleep, and everything will be great.